Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Kajal, and here's what he briefly has to say. Hi Sandman, I'd like you to cover my short book called The Stone Tablets, The Philosophy of Stonism. Your video, MGTOW is Spreading Everywhere, echoed a lot of ideas in this book, so I thought it'd be worth covering. Cheers. Well, Kajal, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. Your 39-page book starts off with the premise that a man is stronger as a member of a clan or a wall of stones, instead of as a single stone on his own. This idea echoed back when there were dozens if not hundreds of MGTOW channels in 2017 and 18. We were a decentralized clan, but it sounds like you're advocating for something that's more centralized. But how does someone get one stone or person to convince other stones or persons to join together and become a wall? You say that clans should be small groups of brothers working together towards a collective goal, more often than not blood-related, that they also have a citadel, and if any one of the members of the clan doesn't meet their obligations, then they're cast out. I prefer online communities working together with the same goal in mind, but each one of us is individually minded. Here we are decentralized. In this day and age of narcissism, a philosophy where men get together in one geographic place is centralized and governments won't have it. But a decentralized network would be far more powerful. You go on to say that a relationship a man has with his clan is like a commitment he might have with a wife. You mention this by saying that the clan is his waifu. The citadel is a stone father, and the clan is the mother or waifu. Then you bring up the idea of prion, which in biology is a protein that can cause disease in animals and humans. But you say that they're meaningless human creatures that live with no clan, no honor, only living for consumption and hedonism. But hey, it's your philosophy, so you can call men with no clan whatever you'd like. Sometimes these prions are useful as free agents, so the clan shouldn't actually write them off completely. You also say that hate is a useful emotion, so long as it doesn't overwhelm one's reason and rationality. I agree. Sometimes hate is what motivates us to become even more rational. I, for example, harnessed the red pill rage in the first 1 or 2 years of this channel. But an animal might just go on a rampage destroying everything, like the supreme gentleman Elliot Rogers, when they get angry. You then say that women can be allowed into a clan as well if they're young and fertile, so she enriches the clan. You say that she's supposed to permanently bond herself to that clan as well. Women can't bond with a man longer than a few weeks in many cases in this day and age, let alone for a lifetime. I'll discuss more about your short book of Stonism philosophy in just a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Cash Discount Pro. Why let some woman use her points to fly her dog to Fiji first class? If you're a business owner, stop paying for your customers' reward points, bonus air miles, and cash back. Robert Rivera is a fellow MGTOW that helps businesses that take credit card payments get rid of those fees you pay to the bank. If you're accepting credit cards, he can save your company $6,000 or more annually on the fees. Watch the tutorial video or visit the Cash is King CC website. The sponsor links are in the description. Anyways, now back to society, returning to a Scottish clan structure clown world show. Kajal, you don't actually start your book by saying if you're writing it as serious or not, and if it's just a hypothetical philosophy for living. I've been assuming that what you're saying is literal and will till the end of your writing, if it holds true. With regards to clans, a blood clan is a structure we used to use until a century or two ago, depending on where you lived as part of your social organization. Eventually it gave way to nuclear families, and now with social media we're atomizing further. Also, who wants to be part of a clan when its elders are the ones that'll have all the hierarchical power to make or break your life? Kajal, you say that small wars are useful. So does that mean you volunteer to be in the front line of your clan's small war? Don't you see the dilemma here? Human beings such as myself desire to be in charge of our own destinies. I would prefer this dysfunctional individualism to the clan lifestyle that you describe. In fact, I'd probably get marched into that small war as cannon fodder if I was born 3 or 4 centuries ago. The clan is a hierarchical collective, and I don't like that for that particular reason. You also mentioned that the prions are completely out of balance, hence they are lesser beings to be suspected of being problematic. You even bring up the idea that a clan is all about collective individualism. But is that the case when the clan elders can order the younger members to their death in what they deem to be useful small wars? You even say this, and I quote, "Collective individualism sounds like a paradox, but it's not, for a collective is made of individuals simultaneously working for individual and collective interests. That this is different from collectivism, which negates the individual and only concerns itself with the collective," unquote. What you're describing is the nation state. If you had a clan of 500 members and I was a nation-state of millions of members, I would crush your clan. Nation-states are just large collectives, and they exist because women seek out safety in them, and weak men wish to belong to them instead of taking charge. My personal philosophy is that strong men should do as they please based on the morality of helping their fellow man. And if they succeed at creating a trail forward that inspires others, then people will basically follow them or start their own similar trails. Your idea of clan and citadel was what we had in ancient Greece, with multiple city-states warring with one another. The Mycenaeans, the Athenians, the Spartans, the Macedonians, etc. It was basically a bunch of medieval states, and they say that a clan father needs to be ruling over it. You mean a king, right? The clan elders in this case are just the noblemen. Congratulations, you've rediscovered the social system of the Middle Ages. You even say that a clan can mint and keep its own gold coins and silver coins to use as currency, and it keeps them in the citadel. I'm disappointed in most humans because even today, when we are using Bitcoin to separate state and money, people still want to create a Bitcoin citadel on the slope of a volcano in El Salvador, no less. El Salvador is trying to do a cash grab based on Bitcoiners' desires to belong somewhere. I don't blame President Bukele for doing what he's doing. He's trying to help his own country or clan by bringing more wealth into his territory and helping it spill over onto his people. Human beings have an overwhelming desire to belong with others that makes it hard for us to be decentralized unless you've been hurt and betrayed by almost everyone in your life. And you know not to trust others with your sovereignty because they've violated it many times before. Kajal, you sound trusting and you want a place to belong. But the place you describe is just as bad, if not worse, than the Soviet Union under Stalin. There's a reason people pick communism there over feudalism. Besides, central citadels suffer from the problem of corrupt kings. I prefer a digital nation where the citizens are all over the world and are more powerful because they're decentralized. We are entering an era when it's not going to be the strength of the collective that you were born into, whether it's by country or culture, that dominates others. But it's going to be about individuals coming together virtually and sharing knowledge to help one another. Our tribe or clan is online with like-minded individuals. Most of us are cutting ourselves off from blood relatives as quickly as we can, for more like-minded individuals that we meet in cyberspace. Kajal, your philosophy is proof as to why most men can't go their own way. They need something to belong to. Without it, they are lost. That means that in their quest to find something like that, they oftentimes get exploited. Most men want a family and work as hard as possible to the point of illness or death for their tiny little collective. But they never ask themselves if the women they're with would do the exact same thing. Kajal, then you bring up dwarves, so I started to question if your story is just fiction or possibly an allegory. You bring up that on the 18th birthday of a male clankin, he's supposed to become a man and receive a wife. So basically arranged marriage. More and more I'm thinking that you're trying to write about a society of the humans and dwarves in World of Warcraft or something. You mentioned dwarves tunneling and subterranean farming. So now I know for sure you're discussing something that's a fantasy. It's well written, but it needs an explanation at the beginning as to what it's about. It certainly doesn't have much to do with MGTOW at all. It looks like you're just looking for someone to review and possibly promote an unrelated book. But it certainly got me thinking of the idea of how decentralized men going their own way are far more powerful with decentralized currency in this day and age than clans in every nation state before them. That the separation of state and money is going to be the end of traditional nationalism. Decentralized currency as a store of value will accomplish what the left never could, which is the destruction of the family, but at the same time it'll destroy the idea of a central bank, which is what the left requires for it to redistribute wealth. I really can't wait to see how all this plays out. We're entering the age of the sovereign individual. It's all about adapting financially to the next phase of Western civilization. If you're still relying on the nation-state to fund your retirement and do the thinking for you, then you're at a great disadvantage. With the jabs in countries like Australia and Canada, 80 to 90% of people let the government do the thinking for them, and they got jabbed. Most of those men that got it certainly means that they can't think for themselves. The greatest threat to the nation-state is the sovereign individual, and maybe that's what the elites are trying to do. Identify all those that can think for themselves and are financially successful enough to avoid the jabs. Besides love of women keeping most men from going their own way, the majority of men and humans, for that matter, need a physical social group to belong to, or they self-destruct psychologically. Kajal, I put a link in the description to your book if people want to read it for free and maybe leave you some feedback. I'm sure you'll want to edit it and add an introduction so that people know what it means. Maybe you can actually write a story about what the digital clan would look like in this modern day and age. Do it quickly before the woke mob shuts you down. The left used to attract freethinkers, but now they attack freethinkers and call them their enemy. They're also creatively bankrupt as a result. They went from being a bunch of creative misfits to conforming morons. Kajal, if I were writing a fantasy fiction philosophy, I try to envision what a decentralized world is going to look like and how people will form new cliques of clans as a result. MGTOW philosophy was certainly one of those, and we were growing until recently. But the biggest reason besides YouTube demonetization and censorship as to why we couldn't grow past a certain size is because most men are in relationships and wearing those love goggles. My hope is that's going to end at some point when we use technology to wean men off of love. Women are like an emotional crutch for most men, and they can't walk without one. Women are like bicycle training wheels that are doing whatever they can to make sure the kid on the bike doesn't learn how to balance the bike and ride off without them. Most guys stay because they're emotionally needy and lazy, but the female training wheels can decide to leave them at any moment and go help balance another bike. Then the man falls over, and instead of learning to ride on his own, he goes out looking for another set of training wheels for his emotional and mental well-being. Most guys will never go their own way right now until they find a new crutch or training wheels. Instead, what they should be doing is following a philosophy that helps them learn how to balance and ride the bicycle of life on their own. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Kajal for the donation and for getting me to review your book. Don't forget to smash the like button, the way that women will try and smash the doors down and get into any and all Bitcoin citadels in the future. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the books where it takes me 20 pages to figure out if they're an allegory or fiction or fantasy away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.